Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Jack Miller in for Kyle today, who was feeling under the weather. Kyle, get yourself better. We'll see him on Monday. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to do the rest of the show. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll let you hear some of Dave Dombrowski's comments yesterday. Really great interview with the afternoon show. Talking some Phillies we get set for the postseason. By the way, Hugh, the Phillies last night win 1-0 over the Miami Marlins. So it's still possible they get the one seed. Here's a scenario this weekend. They would have to sweep the Minnesota Twins, and the Milwaukee Brewers would have to get swept by the Cincinnati Reds.
Didn't I see somewhere last night the Mets are still alive?
Well, the Mets are still leading the wild card. So the Mets, it looks like it's coming down to Mets, Reds, Diamondbacks for the last spot.
Okay.
That's what this weekend's going to play out.
Okay.
I know there's, you know, I heard Joe in the morning show talking about the small possibility. You got to get me to Sunday for me to believe they're actually going to get the one. Like, if they win tonight, Brewers lose, okay. And then it's kind of more interesting.
It's really not in your control. Win yours, but like somebody else lose or somebody else win.
The Brewers have to lose all three games.
Yeah.
I find it very unlikely to happen. I think it's going to be the two seed the way we've all imagined for a couple weeks. We'll hear from Dave Dombrowski coming up. And I want to get to something that I read this morning about Trey Turner because it just blew me away, and I hope the Phillies are smart about Trey Turner when they activate him, because it seems like it's close, but maybe not until next weekend. We'll get to all that stuff coming up in about 15 minutes. Scott Fransky joins the show at 12 on a Fransky Friday. All right, our Twitter polls today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Does the Eagles' recent history versus the Bucks concern you for this week's games? Hugh, why are you doing this to everyone?
Like, what do you mean?
I mean, you're dragging people down your scared path. 56%?
History is history, though, Joe.
And history doesn't matter.
No, I mean, it doesn't, but you still have to respect it. Because what they say, if you don't respect it, you're doomed to repeat it. So we don't want to repeat it. So we know what happened the last couple times we went down there.
Sure.
And we don't want it to happen again.
All right, so let's break this down into two elements. There's the Todd Bowles versus Jalen Hurts history.
Yes.
Right? That still feels somewhat applicable, right? He's still the coach. It's his defense. It's still Jalen Hurts as the quarterback. Jalen has struggled with Todd Bowles. I mean, he has. Todd Bowles blitzes at a very high percentage, and historically, it's worked out pretty well against Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. All right, I get that, and I understand that's a concern, and it's real going into the game. But the 1-4 thing against the Bucks, I just think it's Mickey Mouse. Two of those losses were in 2021 where A.J. Brown was on the Titans and Jalen Hurts wasn't half the player he is now than he was, you know, compared to then. He's two times the player now. And two of those losses, the other two, A.J. Brown was an Eagle, didn't play in either game. He was hurt last year in week four, didn't play in the game, and he was hurt in the playoff game. They're a solid team. They're a good team. They're at home. Those are all the things that play into my mind to why this could be a tight game, close game. But the history stuff, nah, not worried about it for me. And do you expect the Eagles to come out throwing on Sunday in Tampa? Hugh, how do you think the vote is going on this? Because this is something we're all going to be watching. First drive of the game. How does this offense look? What are they doing? Yes or no, do you expect the Eagles to come out throwing on Sunday? How do you think people voted on this?
I would probably say it's more throwing, yes. I think it's probably, 65%?
You almost hit it on the head. 60% of the voters so far believe the Eagles will come out throwing the football.
I mean, because it's like, why would you make the game even harder for yourself?
I agree. But you ever have those, like, you need to see it to believe it things?
Yeah.
I need to see them come out aggressive before I believe it, because they just have come out very conservative in all the games so far this season. Let's go to Teddy in South Philly, who's up on WIP. Hey, Teddy.
Man, what's going on, fellas?
Teddy.
Listen, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling marvelous, to be honest. Y'all worried about Tampa Bay?
Well, that's Hugh Douglas over here. Teddy, tell him to stop.
Listen, Hugh, I love you, Hugh. I do, man. But listen, it's Tampa. Their game plan is hot. Oh, they are relying on it, the weather to beat us. We are so good that they're relying on the weather. Mm-hmm. The weather? Are you kidding me? Oh, it's going to be hot? Listen, we've been playing football and training camp. It was hot as hell in Philly this summer. I was sweating my balls off this summer.
They trained in that weather.
I ain't worried about Tampa Bay, the Bucs. And every time they beat us, we wasn't fully healthy. We didn't have the swole Batman that they call AJ Brown.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have him. You know, and you want blitz us? Go ahead. Listen, Tom Bowles, listen here. You can blitz us this week if you want to, because what's going to happen? Touchdown. Not one touchdown. Not two touchdowns. Not three touchdowns. Not four. Five
touchdowns.
I'm not worried about Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay boxing? You kidding me? Oh, man, we about to do numbers on them. Jalen Hurts, this game is going to be Jalen Hurts MVP talk. Lock it in.
Ooh, I like that as a prediction.
Hey, Teddy.
I like that. Teddy, tell him.
Teddy gone.
He came in here, dragged you, and left.
I have I just have a few questions because at the end of the day, I'm based in reality.
Mm.
I am based in reality.
You started the week with a theory, reckless speculation.
But that's based in my truth.
Oh, so you're based in your own reality.
Okay,
I get it. Let's
workshop this a little bit because people are talking about I'm scared and all this other, which is fine. Which is totally fine.
I mean, you sound scared.
But my thing is this.
Let me throw one more poll up. Is Hugh Douglas scared of the Bucs?
I would ask Teddy. I know Teddy's not going to call back, but I'm talking to Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy, what have you seen in the last 3 weeks that gives you the confidence to say that the Eagles are going to go into Tampa Bay and roll, knowing that Todd Bowles for the last couple seasons has had Jalen number. See that, I love the enthusiasm. I really, really do. But let's workshop this a little bit, shall we? The week before, we were complaining about Jalen only throwing for 101 yards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the week before that, we were complaining about the receivers doing cardio and Saquon Barkley not really getting off to a rousing start
for the
season.
Which is true. Which he hasn't gone off to a great.
So, okay, that's kind of – all of that being said, you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, whether you like it or not, they've won three games.
Barely.
But they've won three games.
They were down to the
Jets. They won three games still, though.
The Jets.
But they won three games. Okay. So what gives you the confidence in saying it? And we're still – you just had a poll – talking about, are we going to come out like we came out the last second half last week? So I'm wondering, Teddy, what gives you the confidence that we're going to come out and just obliterate the Tampa Bay Buccaneers like that?
Well, I don't know where his confidence comes from. I don't. I know this. I know this. The Eagles are the better football team on Sunday. They're better. They have better players. They have a deeper roster. And I don't think the Bucs are at full strength on their side. And so many times in the NFL, Hugh, it does feel like it's not who you play, it's when you play them, right? Like last year, the Eagles were clearly a better football team than the Bucs. The Eagles went on to win the Super Bowl. They're one of they're the greatest Eagles team of all time. They went on from October through all the way through February losing one football game. They happened to see the Bucs last year at the end of September when they weren't that team yet and it didn't all come together. And I look at the Bucs, I'm like, hold on a second. They're pretty good. I get it. Baker Mayfield's become a good quarterback. Todd Bowles is a solid coach. They've got some good things. They don't have Mike Evans this week. I have no idea what the Chris Godwin situation is as we get to the injury report here. But I do know this. The Eagles right now have more good football players. By the way, Hugh, I put up one more poll just to see what people feel. Is it disappointing to hear how scared Hugh Douglas is of the Bucs this week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just put it up, so we'll see. But I imagine it's going to be the two choices are yes, it's sickening, or no, I get it.
No, I'm not scared. But I mean, we can go with that poll. That's fine. Because people, like, do you know what the
people
thing that I
hear
love?
The people hear the fear.
You know what the thing that I love about Eagles fans is that we always feel this way on a Friday. This is the
damn
Friday.
Right.
Yeah. But then when the game actually gets here, that's when all the like angst comes in.
Well, I mean, it's okay to have a little angst on kickoff.
Yeah,
it's football.
Yeah, a little bit.
So you're saying we're like, it's false bravado? Saying
no, I'm just saying. It's
sticking our chest out too much?
It's just, you know, like I try to be based in somewhat logic when I come with these takes, but it just seems like people are kind of like, you know, over the top.
Yeah, well, here's some logic for you. Injury report for the Buccaneers. Did not practice yesterday. Obviously out for the game is going to be Mike Evans. Did not practice yesterday, Chris Godwin. So Chris Godwin's coming back from an ankle injury that he suffered in the offseason, and you know, this is supposed to be the first game he comes back and plays. We shall see. So he practiced in full on Wednesday, did not practice yesterday, and they did get Tristan Wirfs back with a full practice. It sounds like he's going to make his first start of the season. Levante David also out there in a full practice. But Baker Mayfield, right biceps, limited with the practice yesterday. So the quarterback is also a little banged up. Hugh, what do you make of the Godwin thing? It's kind of interesting because he's coming back, right? This is the first week they think he could play. Full practice on Wednesday, no practice yesterday. Is that a setback? Is that just like a rest day?
See,
after?
I was trying to figure it out. It all depends on how their work week schedule is set up. Because I was trying to remember, and I couldn't, what the Wednesdays and Thursdays were for practice when I played for the Eagles. I think Wednesdays were pass install, if I'm not mistaken. And Thursdays were the run game. So those are your two heaviest work days, and those are two of your longest practices. So if it was a Wednesday and it's a pass install, that's probably the practice that you want him to be in. So that's probably why he didn't practice yesterday, because he did the heavy workload yesterday of the run, the passing game.
So kind of a rest day.
Yes, yeah. maybe that's what it is. I don't know. And you know, sometimes when you have players of his caliber and they're hurt, you can't really read too much into the practice time being missed. You know, but I would say, it, being a receiver, I think the Wednesday practice was the passing practice.
Well, and he's a veteran, right? And
yeah.
He's played with Baker before. I mean, there's a shot he could play even if he doesn't practice much today, and it's kind of a softer week in terms of practice. We'll see. Obviously, he's been a tremendous player in the league, and we have an issue with that second corner right now. I mean, I guess your guy Kelee Ringo is up on Sunday?
Yeah, he has to be.
Yeah, does that make you feel good? Doesn't make
you
feel
great.
Gotta
step up. Yeah. He has to step up. I think it makes me feel better knowing that that Mike Evans is not going to be out there.
No,
then they got Yabuka, Akuba,
Emeka Ibuka.
Emeka Ibuka.
Again, professional broadcaster.
Yes, I am. I'll screw a name up in a heartbeat.
Emeka Ibuka. He's good. He's an Ohio State kid, and he's off to a good start this year. We got Quinyon Mitchell here. I'm not worried about Emeka Ibuka. 215-592-9494. Are your phone calls coming up here? Do you expect the Eagles to come out throwing on Sunday and be aggressive with the offense? Hugh does. I don't feel it. I think they're going to come out conservative again and throw when they have to. And then the game itself. Does the history against the Bucs concern you? Plant-based Hugh has arrived. Hugh Douglas. I don't know if scared is the best word to use, but I could feel some Bucs fear on him. I felt it with the Cowboys week one, Chiefs week two. Where are you feeling it with Hugh Douglas here? And are you with them that the past matters, the history against the Bucs matters? It doesn't matter to me. Scott Frantz is going to join us coming up at noon today. On the other side, Dave Dombrowski, what he had to say yesterday with the afternoon show about Kyle Schwarber and about those Castellanos comments last Friday night in Arizona. And we'll get to the Trey Turner situation, because I just hope the Phillies and Trey are making the right decisions for the right reasons this weekend if he plays. That's all coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Jack Miller in for Kyle Quinn on this Football Friday. All right, we're going to get to Scott Fransky coming up at noon on a Fransky Friday. Hugh, this is our final Fransky Friday of the regular season.
Yeah, then we get in the playoffs, Ooh. Baby.
Next Friday's Fransky Friday. Can you imagine what that's going to be like as we get set for wherever it's going to be against the Phillies on October 4th? And by the way, that Fransky Friday next week, it's going to be live at Stateside Live. So next Friday, October, what would that be? October 3rd is next Friday?
Yes.
WIP's second annual Red October Rally. We're live 10 a.m. starting with our show through 6 p.m. at Stateside Live. That's the new name for what you know and knew as Xfinity Live at the South Philly Sports Complex. Special Phillies guests throughout the day as we get ready for game one of the NLDS. Don't miss it. Next Friday at Stateside Live for the Red October Rally. I can't wait for next weekend. We were going over before the show, Hugh, just like This week, obviously, big game against Tampa, but it's like almost a calm before the storm. We got the Tampa game, and then we'll kind of watch the beginning of the baseball playoffs to see who we're going to play. And then next Saturday, game one, Phillies against, I don't know, Dodgers or Mets or Reds. Then Sunday is the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Eagles and the Broncos.
It's a lot going on.
Monday,
man.
Game two of the Phillies and whoever they're going to play. Then Tuesday off. Wednesday, game three. Thursday, game four of the NLDS, unless it's a sweep. But game four of the NLDS coinciding with the Eagles and the Giants, because we got a Thursday night game 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
And then if it goes to five, which I'm not sure my blood pressure could handle, game five would be Saturday, October 11th at Citizens Bank Park. Are you ready for this?
I've been born ready for this.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We got to lock in here. This is a big couple weeks.
We are in the throes of a great time in Philly sports right now.
Well, we are. That is true.
In the throes.
Yes, and hopefully it continues through a long October for the Phillies. Dave Dombrowski, he's the leader of that Phillies team. He's the one that put it together. He was on yesterday with the afternoon show. Fun interview. Let's hear a couple things from Dave Dombrowski yesterday. First, let's hear about Kyle Schwarber and asking him, hey, every time this guy hits a home run, that cash register goes off. Here is Dombrowski on Kyle Schwarber.
Every time Kyle Schwarber hits a home run, do you hear a little cash register thing go off in the background?
Well, yeah, I did tell his agent, too. I've known Casey close. We had a conversation on actually Walker Buehler, because he represents him. It was about a month ago now at this point. And I said, okay, I give, okay, you got it. That's it. That's enough.
Point proven.
You got it. Yeah, you got it. That's it. So, but we'll see what happens. And as you know, we'd love to have Kyle here. We'll see what happens. So we'd love to be part of the organization for years to come.
Here, there was some humor in there, but I thought there was some real, real stuff.
Oh, no,
like,
he was serious.
Point proven.
He was dead ass.
He gets it. Schwarber has put up an incredible walk year, and this is going to be expensive.
Yeah. I mean, there's no question about it. Every time you see this man hit a home run, he got 56 now, right?
Yep.
The money is added on because not only have you decided to wait to this moment to try to resign him, he's going into free agency.
Of course.
And like to say, the price of the brick is going up every time because his bat is going to be coveted by a lot of teams, that want that power bat in their lineup. So, yeah, he's the price, whatever price you thought you were going to be able to get him for, you probably need to tack a little bit more on to that.
Yeah, sometimes teams can save money by letting the player go through his walk year.
This don't feel like a save money situation.
This went the opposite way. Now, it's worked out to a great season for Castro, but it's worked out the opposite way. All right, Dave Dombrowski also talking about Nick Castellanos. So last Friday night in Arizona, Castellanos has his 250th career home run, and he has the pinch hit, and you think all things are good, but then very awkward. I mean, the post game, both with Scott and... I think it was Ruben Amaro was doing the TV game last Friday, and then the radio, and then afterwards with the reporters in the club. It's just awkward. The whole Castellanos thing feels incredibly awkward. He's actually produced more recently, and he's maybe becoming more acclimated to being a pinch hitter. So performance-wise, it's fine, but it's awkward. Here is Dombrowski on Castellanos and those comments we talked about earlier in the week.
I usually keep these things in the clubhouse. My thing have always been, I've been with clubs for years. And years, and you have all type of issues that take place all the time, and it's sometimes players feel one way and somebody else feels another. It's one of those where they express it, they feel it. I've really always kind of kept it. Yeah, I wish you'd kind of keep that to ourselves. But if you feel that way, and you then go talk to the manager and just go ahead and discuss it, but. I think Rob Thompson does a good job at communicating. He's been a good manager in that regard. Sometimes, you know, in a case like Nick's, and he's not the only guy, that when you don't hear what you want to hear necessarily, which is to play every day, and I always respect the ability of a player, the desire to play every day. It's what you want them to do. It's tough to express that to them, that something else is going to be different. So, again, I do wish it was just stayed in the clubhouse, but when it's out, you just have to deal with it.
Here, what'd you make of that? I mean, he's known Castellanos and Dabrowski go way back. I mean, he drafted him in Detroit. He signed him here. I mean, if there's one huge Castellanos fan in the city, it's Dave Dabrowski. He's been his guy for a long time, but it seemed like he wishes that whole thing last weekend was never expressed to the media.
Yeah, because it in a way divides the locker room.
Yeah.
It puts a little wedge in between everything, and you don't want that, especially when you talk about where this team has been in the past and where it's trying to go, to have somebody out there that, I don't want to say they're being divisive, but you could clearly tell that he's feeling some type of way. You just don't need that type of energy right now.
You don't, and doesn't it feel like everyone's rowing in the same direction?
Yes.
And I'm not saying performance-wise he's not. Like, he helped them. He got a pinch hit the other night. He had the home run two Fridays ago. Like, I think he's been better in the last 3 weeks in his role. This doesn't feel like, from a vibe standpoint, he's moving in the same direction as everyone else. And Dabrowski addressed that yesterday. I need to address one more thing, then back to your phone calls on the Eagles. 215-592-9494 on the Eagles and Bucks game on Sunday. Hugh, I have to ask you about this Trey Turner thing, because I can't believe what I read this morning. And I don't know what's going to happen this weekend. So Trey Turner is like almost back, right? He had the hamstring injury. He's been ramping up. I think on Monday or Tuesday, they said 70, 75%. And they said he's going to be back for that first playoff game. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not worried about it. He's going to play in the first playoff game. The question is, does he get activated this weekend, right, to get some at-bats under his belt before the playoffs? So, I don't know if you knew this. I don't even know how many people realize this. He is in position to win the batting title. He's currently leading the National League in hitting. He's hitting .305. Nico Horner from the Cubs is the closest competition. I think he's right around .300. So, if Nico Horner has a big weekend, Nico Horner could steal it from him, right?
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. So there is a question, and Matt Gelb in The Athletic wrote this morning, of whether or not they're going to activate Trey Turner this weekend. And Trey said he is not worried about timing, but this is the part that caught my attention, all right? Quote, this is from the article. Turner is probably going to win the National League batting title. He might only be the only qualified hitter to bat .300. No Phillies hitter has won the batting title since Richie Ashburn in 1958. Ready for this? Here's the quote from the article. Turner has been following it only because his family members have been texting him daily updates. If Turner needs to play Sunday to secure the batting title, it will be a consideration.
Isn't he still resting up from the injury?
Yes. Nah,
that's a lot. That feels a little selfish.
It's too much for me.
Yes, it feels a little selfish.
I just, look, if the article said, if Trey says, hey, I need to get back to get some at-bats under my belt, right? I need my timing. I'm totally okay with that. Whatever he needs to feel he needs to do to get ready for the first postseason game, I totally get all that. Hugh, I know we talked yesterday about the Schwarber thing, but this is different. Right? Schwarber's a DH. Schwarber doesn't play the field. And this is we know this is a player recovering from an injury. Obviously, Kyle Schwarber is not injured. He's healthy. That's different to me. I can't even fathom the idea of the Phillies activating Trey Turner for the final game of the season just to win the batting title. Hugh, I just think it'd be crazy. It just would. It to me, it would be. You said the word selfish. It would be short-sighted. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, selfish is the word that comes to mind, because it's like, you know, when you talk about your availability for the playoffs,
right?
The batting title is an individual accolade. And I know Trey already has a World Series win. I know he has one. But this ain't about you. You know, and that doesn't feel like teammate energy to me.
It doesn't. I just hope, look, I hope it doesn't get there. Look, if he's fully healthy and they want to activate him tonight and he plays the full weekend because they want to get him at bats, that's a different story. But the idea of, like, hey, we're not going to play tonight or tomorrow, but Sunday, final regular season game, roll on out there and try to get three hits. That doesn't fly to me. And I just keep thinking of a scenario in my head where, you know, Trey gets a lot of infield hits where he has to bust it out of the box and really run hard. I don't feel comfortable with him doing that in his first game off the injured list in a meaningless game on Sunday. So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll ask Scott coming up at noon if he thinks Trey Turner is going to play this weekend, if he should play this weekend. The only way I'd be okay with it, if it's a matter of timing and he wants to get his rhythm back, that's a different story. But to play to try to win a batting title, it would just be crazy to me. 215-592-9494. Your reaction on the Philly stuff, what Dombrowski said yesterday about Castellanos and about Kyle Schwarber, and should Trey Turner play this weekend for the batting title? It's one of the easiest no's for me I've ever heard. Like, should he play for the batting title? No. He's coming off a hamstring injury. If he goes out there, like, Hugh, I just keep coming back to the idea. Imagine if he hits a ground ball, like an infield kind of hit, and he busts it out of the box to try to get the hit. I mean, he could re-injure his hamstring on a meaningless play.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the thing that you worry about. I mean, because we're trying to, especially when you talk about what we've been through the last couple of years when it comes to the playoffs.
Yes.
And this year feels different. And, you know, I'm pretty sure Trey has his reasons for doing whatever or feeling the way that he feels, you know, family members or whatever. But, man, that's a lot. That's a lot when you talk about all the other guys. You know what it's like to win a World Series.
Yes.
A lot of cats on there that don't. And you're a big part, you're an integral part of what we need to win the World Series. And for you to do that is
it just doesn't make
selfish.
Any sense. It just wouldn't make any sense. Again, if he was going to play the whole weekend, and we'll see. Maybe they activate him tonight and they say he's good, 100%. All right, then if you're going to play the full weekend to get your timing back, that's different. But to just play Sunday, that is a step too far. But let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. On all this and the Bucks and the Eagles, I got a plant-based Hugh Douglas over here on this Football Friday. What's the word you use to start the show?
Trepidation.
You got trepidation. What worries you the most? Is it Baker that worries you the most and their offense, or is it Todd Bowles?
No, it's the history that Jalen has with Todd Bowles.
Yeah.
That a little bit of that, even though Jalen, you know, he overcame a lot of adversity last week. You know, to go down there, it's just another test. Now, I say all that to say that I don't think that Jalen's gonna falter. Mm. But I think that, you know, there is something to, you know, a team that has your number. You just gotta go down there and exercise your demons. That's where the trepidation comes.
Do you think it's in their head?
Like, I don't.
Like when you played, like if there was a team that you guys struggle with, I'm sure there was one or two that you guys kind of, they had your number a little bit. Does it start to get into your head? I mean, they're going to ask this week about it.
Well, I think the biggest thing that got in our heads when we were playing when the NFC Championship game, didn't care who it was.
But
it was
you had their number at that point, before the game started.
Well, the NFC Championship game and the fact that we went to three.
Oh, just the idea of the title game.
Yeah, the title game and not getting over the hump. Now, there was a little bit of angst when it came to that. So it was one of those things where I feel like this team feels that they're a team of destiny, especially after the game that you just had. But as a fan, you look at that and you look.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Look at the history. And you say to yourself, well, you know, Todd Bowles does feel like he has Jalen's number, but Jalen has looked like he's taken a few steps or a big leap since the last time they played. And AJ's healthy.
That's
what you look at.
Yes, and AJ's coming off the first game he's had all year where there was something, there was real production. I mean, over 100 yards last week. And the one time the Eagles have beaten the Bucs in the last 5 years, it's when AJ went off 9-for-131 down in Tampa a few years ago. Let's go back to the phones. Cowboy Jim is up on a Football Friday. Cowboy Jim?
Why don't you listen to Hugh Douglas? He's been right every single game. He's had trepidation every single time about every game. First of all, you guys don't.
They're 3-0, Jim. So what does that say?
But you win because of turnovers. That's the only reason you win. That's why he has trepidation about that. And you should have had me lead off the show rather than those two idiots. You know, you got.
I can't lead off a Football Friday with Cowboy Jim. I mean, that guarantees a loss.
You got the Hobbit from Middletown, and then you got Padre Aaron. Hey, Padre Aaron, no matter what jersey you wear when the Phillies play the Padres, just put a bag over your head and a sock in your mouth, okay?
So, I wish I could defend Aaron today, but he had a tough moment, Hugh. I mean, the guy just he lost his point. It was bad.
Hey, Todd Bowles, if you're listening, Todd Bowles, is bring out the big men. Desmond Watson, bring him out, the 460-pound defensive guy. Bring him out to stop the tush-push.
They're not even activating him this week, Jim.
Oh, come on, bring
him
up.
He's just he's playing Jordan Davis on the practice squad.
Instead of the tush-push, let's call it the sick play, the stupid, illegal, cheating play. Goodbye, losers.
All right, that's enough, Jim. That's enough for Cowboy Jim. This is your fault.
What do you mean? Living his truth?
No, I mean, you almost give credence to people like Cowboy Jim to call in on a Football Friday.
It's a bad omen. We are all inclusive.
No, well, we accept
everybody. We accept everybody, even though...
Maybe we shouldn't be.
I mean, no, we can't be that way.
No, I mean, but to Cowboy fans.
I mean, they're confused. We got to get them on the right path.
Well, that's because he gives you bourbon. I mean,
mad at us a few weeks ago, right?
He said he was done with us.
Yeah, he back.
That's my favorite part. I'm done with you guys. Week later, back on the show.
He back.
Speaking of fooling with, Marple Mack in Malvern is up on WIP.
Well, I got to break my script, guys, and thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I got to give a remark to Cowboy Joe, or whatever his name is.
Jim, please don't call him Joe.
Cowboy Jim, listen, dude. If the Dallas Cowboys were using that to perfection, you'd have no problem with it, would you?
He'd have none. Okay. Yes.
I just put... Okay, onward. Like I told the screener, and I'm going to be praying for for Kyle. I had pneumonia once, so anything like that could get to something else. I think you guys did the right thing, telling him to get home and rest. So
I think so too, Marple Mack. It was management looked at Kyle this morning and said, "Get home, go take a rest."
Yeah. So like I told the new screener that had filled in. I think I was kind of wondering if you was just trying to, you know, agitate us by saying that. But as a player, I guess I can respect it when some team has your number. And it occurred to me something. I found an old Football Digest forward by Pete Rozelle. It's when the Packers won the first one. They only played 14 games, and their two losses were to the lowly Minnesota Vikings. Mm. That was their only two losses when they were 12-2. So I guess. As a player, you're allowed to have intrepidation, but your partner there was saying that was a different Eagles team, and now we're healthy, we've learned something, and also, did you notice something in common between the two games?
What was it?
They had a blocked field goal, Tampa did, and the Eagles are good at doing that. Nobody mentioned that. That's the X factor right there.
That's an interesting point, Marple Mack. The Bucks did have. That's when Aaron Glenn, your guy Aaron Glenn, he was doing his little dance.
Yeah.
Because the Jets blocked the field goal.
And then the last time they got, and then the during the regular season, what did they have? Was it Dijon that blocked an extra point and ran it back for a point? Remember that extra point attempt?
We're talking about Cooper.
Yeah, Cooper DeJean, he blocked it or something. One of the players blocked it and ran it back for a point, and it was in Tampa Bay last year. I remember it because I was in Puerto Rico watching the highlights.
Okay, yeah. You know, that game was so bad, Marple Mack. I guess I forgot some of the details. We blocked a kick last year in Tampa Bay? We didn't score
many. Yeah,
we'll look it up. All right, Marple Mack, we preached the phone call. You remember that, Hugh?
Nah.
We blocked a kick against... Or we had one blocked. The Browns game here last year, there was a blocked field goal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
That was with Miles.
Miles Garrett before halftime. Yeah. I don't remember the blocked kick. I mean, Marple Mack sounds pretty solid. Like he remembers this. I mean, maybe we block a kick down there? We got to look that up.
I got to look it up. Let me pull up the schedule and see. Look at the...
I remember watching the game in Tampa last year and saying, my God, they might stink. I mean, I felt that in week 4 last year. Because that game was atrocious. It wasn't even...
Yeah, 33-16.
It wasn't even, it didn't even feel that close. It was bad. They really owned that football game. Perhaps I missed a blocked field goal in Tampa. Did they do it?
I don't think so.
Okay. So we made that one up?
I'm looking.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I guess if we had the, I'm looking at the play-by-play.
Mm-hmm. So none of us remember it, but Marple Mack does?
He might be hallucinating.
It could be an hallucination.
Field goal, touchdown, field goal.
Blocked extra point, maybe? Is that how they got to 33? It's kind of a weird number.
It just says punt, field goal, touchdown, in the half. Field goal. No, I don't see no.
No, okay.
It doesn't say anything about blocking.
Yeah, okay. That's just
a quick breakdown.
Yeah, until further notice, we're gonna question Marple Mack's memory on that one down in Puerto Rico.
But what he's looking at is every drive, so it's definitely didn't happen. So.
If none of us remember it and it's not in the play-by-play, I'm going to say it probably didn't happen the way... Whatever. Let's get another one this weekend. How about that? Jordan Davis, go block another one. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to do coming up, including Jordan Davis saying something the Eagles are doing to prepare for the heat. We know the Eagles are going down to Tampa today, a day early, trying to get themselves acclimated. We got to ask Hugh if he thinks this idea by the Eagles D lineman is going to work for them this weekend. We'll hit that. Your phone calls. Are you concerned about the history against the Bucs? I'm not. The Eagles are 1-4 against them since Sirianni got here. I recognize that. A.J. Brown hasn't played in any of the four games. He was hurt for two of them. He wasn't on the team for two of them. Tom Brady was the quarterback for two of them. I don't care about the history. The Eagles are better than the Bucs. They're going down there to win the football game. And do you expect the Eagles to come out throwing on Sunday against Tampa Bay and be aggressive? Hugh does. I'm not feeling it until I see it. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Scott Fransky will join us coming up at 12. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we get set for a big one on Sunday, 3-0 versus 3-0, the Eagles and the Buccaneers, a 1 o'clock game. We'll start the pregame show, countdown to kickoff at 10 on Sunday, Hugh, with us and Dave Spadaro. And then 11 o'clock, we'll do that pregame show with Elliot. He'll be down there.
ESP.
In Tampa, in the heat, where the Eagles, that heat index is supposed to be over 100 degrees on Sunday. So it's going to be a hot one down there. But I'm not worried about the heat. I'm not worried about the Buccaneers. I am obviously somewhat concerned about our injuries on defense, the fact that we might have Kelee Ringo out there playing on one corner spot and no Nolan Smith. But I look at the Bucs and I say, they're not as good as their record. That team is very lucky to be 3-0. Again, they were down last week late to the New York Jets at home. It's not a great football team. So I'm not worried about this game. Hugh Douglas has trepidation. I mean, he started a football Friday with the word trepidation, which drove me crazy. Where do you come down on the game? Are you concerned about the history against the Bucs, 1-4 in the Sirianni era? But again, I mean, A.J. Brown didn't play in any of those four losses. The one time they beat him, he played. The Eagles' skill guys are ready to go. Lane Johnson's going to play in this game. I feel good. The Eagles are going to go down there and beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Obviously, the Heat's going to play a role. Hugh, I want your take on this. So the Eagles are going down early, right? They're flying down today. They typically fly on a Saturday for a game against, you know, the Buccaneers. It's not that far of a flight. Typically leave on Saturday before the game Sunday. They're leaving today because they're going to do their walkthrough down there tomorrow with the idea of getting acclimated to the heat. But how about this? Jordan Davis talking about another way they're trying to get acclimated to the heat. I never heard of this one. Here's Davis talking about some extra sauna time this week.
It's really player, honestly. You know, it's suggestion by the coaches, but I think all the players are just kind of taking it in there. And I'm sure if you go in there, we're all in there freestyling, we're having fun. You know, it's just sitting in the heat. You know, got a couple guys adding ice, adding water, swirling the fan in there. So, you know, it gets pretty hot in there.
All right, Hugh. So what do you think of the idea of spending time in the sauna this week to get ready to go play in what's probably going to feel like a sauna in Tampa?
You know what? When I initially heard it, I didn't know anything about this.
Yeah.
It sounded a little foolish, but when I did a little research, I found out that it does help because it does something to your body to help you get acclimated to the temperature down there, and it keeps your core temperature cooler after you work out. Like when you work out and you get in a sauna,
right?
It helps cool your core temperature down so that you won't overheat as quickly. So there's something to this, but when I was reading, it says something that it takes at least 3 to 4 weeks to get acclimated. So I'm assuming
this is like a short burst.
But I'm assuming that Jordan has probably been doing it all season long. So he's probably been in the sauna. He probably just upped the times that he's been in the sauna. You know what I mean? He's probably, maybe he was going three times a week, maybe going like five or six times a week.
Look, I don't know if any of this is going to make any difference on Sunday. Either the fact they're going down a day early, a walkthrough in the heat on Saturday, the sauna time, I don't know. I mean, I it seems to me like a reach to think it's going to change things. I'm not too concerned about it because both teams have to play in it. I know the Bucks are more used to it, but they have to play in it too. It's not like, you know, it's only the Eagles that are hot on Sunday. They're both hot. The Eagles go down there and play their game. They're going to beat the Buccaneers. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Matt in Prospect Park. Scott Fransky joins the show coming up at noon. Hey, Matt.
No, what's up, guys?
What's up, Matt?
What's up with Kyle, man? Is he all right? I'm just tuning in.
Yeah, he'll be all right. Well, no. I don't think he has pneumonia. He was here this morning. He helped get the show ready, and then we were in the meeting, and it looked like he was going to keel over. So we said, why don't you head home?
There's a false rumor on YouTube saying that he has pneumonia.
Oh, so the rumors are starting.
I was about to spread an even worse rumor, but I'm going to be polite.
You got the bubble gun.
As of now, we think he's going to be fine. As of now, we'll check in again soon.
I feel like Pops is going to call in and be like, those magazine pages are still sticking together.
Yeah, I do wonder if we're going to hear from Pops next week about this, about Kyle bowing out from the show on Friday.
It's a funny joke because, you know, we have computers. But anyway, let's move on.
Yes.
What I wanted to tell you guys yesterday was that I know this is not going to be popular, but I do not want Kyle Schwarber to break the record. It's probably moot now. Doesn't look like he's going to be able to do it. But I want Ryan Howard's name on that number. I think that season he had is just, I mean, maybe because there were so many stars on that team, it's still kind of criminally undervalued. I would like him to retain it. I mean, he's a homegrown Philly. I'm not saying Kyle Schwarber is a journeyman. I mean, he has been around. I like him a lot. I would be okay if, like, Ryan kept the record. That's all I'm saying. I don't know how you guys feel.
So I don't think you're the only one that feels it. But now, Matt, I saw a couple polls that were put up here at WIP. You know, kind of, do you want Schwarber to break the record? And it was like 90-10. So you're obviously in the minority on this. But there's some people out there that feel the same way you do. That, like, I don't know if it's a thing of like nostalgia. If Ryan was your guy at that point, like, there's reasons for it. I get it. I guess for me, I'm rooting for Kyle. I think it'd be cool if he broke it. It seems like Ryan Howard thinks it'd be cool if he broke it. And I guess for me, with a record, Matt, it'd be weird if Kyle's at the plate this weekend and I'm hoping he's not hitting a home run. You know what I mean? Like, if I want Howard to keep it, it's kind of like you have to hope the ball doesn't go out of the park.
Yeah, it's like, I just mean, like, I want him to swing. Like, whatever happens, happens. I'm just saying, like, if it doesn't happen, like, I'll be okay with that. And I'll just, you know, probably like the way the Dolphins, you know, they would like look at those teams when the Patriots almost went, and they would just be like, yeah, you know.
Oh, like when those guys used to hang out and pop champagne when the final team lost? Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're like, we're okay that this didn't, you know, it's all good. Or like Eric Dickerson or whatever. I don't know. But anything. What do you think? Do you want Kyle to break it? What do you want?
I think that's what records are for, to be broken. I mean, it's not, I understand the nostalgia and the sentimental about it, but that's what they're for. And when you look at the type of season that he's had, and you look at what Ryan Howard has been to this city and the way that he came up, I think it's poetic justice that Kyle Schwarber's kind of going through the same thing in a sense. So I'm okay with him breaking it. I think it's pretty cool that Ryan has given him his consent, and it's not that big of a deal. Because to me, it's this. Ryan's going to always be the big piece to me. As a matter of fact, when I talk to him, every time I talk to him, that's what I call him. What's up, big piece? Mm-hmm. So he's going to always be that to me.
No doubt.
Matt, what do you think it's Sunday? You worried about this Bucks game?
I think we're going to – look, I think we're coming out. I do think we'll throw. I think Jalen will get picked, but I think we'll beat them. I mean, the only thing that's weird is, like, we saw the offense explode, but now it's Bowles. So it's like kind of like, okay, do we unleash it? Or because Bowles is going to – but. I don't think they can handle it.
I think it's a great point though, Matt. Like, as soon as we feel like maybe they've changed their offense or kind of evolved it and now they're going to get going, well, here comes what could be a roadblock, obviously. And Matt, good phone call. Todd Bowles has given the Eagles some trouble. 215-592-9494. Good phone call there by Matt. Oh, we'll get everyone's phone calls back up in the 12 o'clock hour. Your take on the game. Are you concerned with the history against the Bucks? I'm not. Flat out. I'm not concerned that the Eagles will struggle with the Bucks because I believe they're the better team. Tampa Bay is an overrated 3-0, and AJ Brown hasn't played in any of the four losses. We'll take your calls on that. And on the other side, Scott Fransky. We got a lot to talk about with Scott. Final weekend of the regular season, seeding who they could play by the time we talk to him again next weekend. And the Trey Turner thing, is he going to play? Should he play this weekend with the batting title on the line? That's all coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.